TH. Ja, oh ja. Komm hier noch was. Wir können ja nicht viel. Village, region. Of people who had something in common, maybe growing from the same family or some families, and you know, people joining them and becoming part of that. And they had land that they lived on that they used. For everyone. To get food and necessities and so on. Then some people rose to power and they got weapons and they got military or whatever and became powerful and took the land and then the people living there who had been living there for a long time were suddenly serfs and still worked on the land, but had to pay taxes to those leaders who then lived in cities and big buildings and so on. That's feudalism, and then capitalism came. There were now companies, industries, factories, and so on that owned everything, took over the land, and now the people did not even have their own. Land to grow their own food and so on, but were simply completely dependent on their employers. Now, the workers realizing that they were being cheated and exploited and so on, they found that the best and only probably way to, well, there was a way for them to free themselves from this, and that is if everyone works together, so they made trade unions. Because the principle is there still, that the power people are few. They may depend on weapons and armies and can keep many people in control by that, police and all that. But there's always a limit. The army and the police are also just workers. So, yeah, well, that's how socialist communism came about. Let the people raise and take control. Now, those trade unions again, some people were power players and became corrupt, and you know, someone, big money people gave them some money, and thus they served them. So again, greed and all that grew there too, and in these fine socialist governments, the leaders, representatives of the people, the state, which was the people, so lived like emperors. So it's really, if we look at it, you can say it's all controlled by money. Simple as that. But it's not even that money. It's not enjoyable. It's the stuff, of course, you can get for it, and so that's what it's about, that humans had come to believe that the goal, the happiness, the meaning of life is about enjoying our senses, getting things, enjoying things more and more. And the money became a symbol that some even thought was enjoyable in itself. Short picture of Joachim von Anka. Oh. So again, it all comes down to, and we need to see it that way to get the full picture. This understanding, or lack of understanding, that humans have. Thinking that happiness, satisfaction in life comes from lots of material stuff. But it isn't like that. You might get more and more and more and think, now I'm happy, I'm enjoying, my life is perfect. But you will notice that you feel pretty much the same, and other problems appear. Jealous people, enemies, thieves, tax departments, so on, other companies trying to take you down. So, if we go back to the days and the cultures, that were based on a different outlook on life, we see that there's a lot of teachings and knowledge about how happiness and satisfaction comes from harmony, balance, inner satisfaction. A life not in material excess, but with the necessities there. The material things are there just fulfill our necessary needs, and then on top of that, life is enjoyed by other means, so on.